This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Start your engines. It's Mechanic Monday with Grace Curley and Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care.
And man, did I like that 57 Ford Fairlane.
Get your questions in for Bill now, 844-500-4242.
Welcome back. It is that time. We've got Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care. Bill, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And anyone who has a car question can call in. It can be a question about the industry that Bill's in. It can be a question about a specific kind of car, a car you're trying to sell. Whatever your question is, the number is 844-500-4242. And if you're feeling a little shy and you don't want to call in, but you want to take an opportunity to get an opinion from a very trustworthy mechanic, you can text in to 617-213-1066. Just start the text with the word Curly and I will read it to Bill on the air. And you might have the same question as someone else, so it's definitely worth throwing it in. Just a reminder to everyone before we go to the callers here, one more time, it's 844-500-4242. For this week only, we're offering BOGO on our Make Gas Cheap Again shirts. So right now, you can buy one t-shirt and get one free. That's a great deal. It's two gifts for the price of one, and the offer is good while supplies last. So order at gracecurlyshow.com and click on store. All right, Bill, are you ready to go here?
I'm ready.
I have a few questions for you before we even get going. I just saw a headline on Fox News, electric vehicles are just the talk of the town. Mm-hmm. Everybody's discussing these electric vehicles. In fact, for a lot of Democrats, whenever they are thrown an issue, whether it be inflation or gas prices, they pivot right to, well, people should just buy an electric vehicle. And my question for you is, what is the most typical problem you tend to face with electric vehicles?
So there's not a whole lot of them out there, but there are the hybrids, which is an electric gas-powered vehicle. So the batteries themselves, they could be anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 to replace. Now you can repair them, but that's a big cost people don't think about. Where if you had to replace a motor in a car, it might cost you $5,000 to $10,000, but an electric, battery is going to cost you $10,000 to $20,000. That's if you can even get one. Yeah, so that's a big deal.
When people come into you with a mm-hmm. problem with an electric vehicle, do you have to send it back to, like, let's say someone came in with a Tesla, would you have to tell them, listen, you got to go back to Tesla for this, or can you handle that?
Yes. So most of those are under factory warranty right now. So I'm not seeing the full electric ones yet, but like I said, I am seeing the hybrid ones and I have replaced those batteries and it's, sticker shock.
You know how some of the hybrids, when you press on the brake for long enough, it will like shut the engine off.
Yep.
How much does that really
save?
Yeah. Is that
so? It's fine. My truck's, it's not a hybrid, so most of the newest cars has a start stop feature.
Yeah.
Personally, it's like, if your car was off for 30 seconds, it might save a sip of gas.
Well, the reason I ask that is because I'm also one of those people who I'm very curious, and I know now we're going to get a million people telling me what the truth is, but take for example air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you someone who, when you leave the house, if you have to leave for like 2 days, do you shut the air conditioning off completely if it's the summertime, or do you just, leave it run?
No, I personally don't, but I know people that will shut the AC off.
It's kind of weird because it's like then when it starts up again, it has to spend more energy, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So that could even cost you more money. So I was wondering if it was a similar thing with the brakes.
Well, it's funny. So, the car is starting and stopping, so you're using the starter probably 1,000 times more than you normally. So you're burning out a starter. And if you do have your air conditioning on, the system will only stay off for so long, and then it'll kick back on because it needs to run the compressor.
Mm.
And it needs to run the alternator for the battery. So it's only, I mean, what are you really saving? I don't think a whole lot. I think,
but it makes people feel good.
It makes people feel good.
And that's what really matters. Yes, yes, I do too. 844-500-4242. Another topic that we were discussing during the break, and I always love chatting with you during the break because I can get all my questions out and then figure out which ones I should actually ask you on the air. We were talking a little bit about the value of used cars. And obviously right now, the Fed is getting us ready for a hard landing. A lot of people are talking about a recession. Technically, we've already met that definition. That's what a lot of the reporters are saying, the technical definition of a recession. But as we look at these markets and as they're changing, what do you foresee happening with the value of used cars? And you were telling me that there's kind of an upside down effect happening right now.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to people?
So right now the used car market is really strong. So if you say go to buy a used car, you're going to probably pay 30-40% more than it's actually worth. You know, just to give an example, so I have free loaner cars at my repair shop. So some of the cars are coming up on a lease return. I've had them for 3 years, and the buyout on them is, say, $12,000. So that's supposed to be the value of them. So now I can buy it for $12,000, but now I can bring it to the car auction, and I can get $19,000. That's the market value. So the markets, I've never seen this before in history. So, you know, I can make, you know, $7,000-$8,000 on a buying a lease return. You should be able to, that's the price of the car typically on the lease return. You can buy it out for typically a wholesale price, but now it's, you can actually make money on them, which is rare.
Now, would I have to assume that anyone who comes to you and asks, listen, Bill, I've been leasing this car for X amount of years, mm-hmm. you would tell them buy it out.
Like, at this point in the market, yes, I would say
do buy not it out. Bring it back. And
So you can either return it and get nothing and probably pay a few hundred dollars in disposition fee, or you could buy it and then you can resell it. Now there's online, you know, people say, well, I don't want to sell a car, but there's, you know, you have Kavana and all those online retailers now that will actually come pick up your car and give you a check. So
that's not bad.
Yes, not bad. You don't have to deal with, you know, actually selling the car.
All right, we have a lot of questions coming in on the text line. 617 says, I have a 2011 Toyota Highlander with no problems except a recent heat AC switch repair that cost $1,000. Should I trade it in for a 2019 Highlander in order to have a newer and more reliable car? I have kids and I don't want to get stranded.
What year is that one again?
A 2011. And she could trade it in for a 2019.
Sure. I mean, the market is strong in that. So the car is 10, 11 years old. If it was my vehicle, I would keep that vehicle because it's probably, I'm sure, paid off by now,
right?
And those cars will go, you know, if you take care of them, you'll get $250 out of them, sometimes even $300 or more.
All right, how about 603 says, what's the difference between a recall and a service bulletin?
So a recall is something the manufacturer has to take care of. The government orders them to do so. A service bulletin is just, say, an updated part. You know, it's a good idea to fix it, but they don't have to fix it.
Got it. Okay. And 484 asks, does he have any suggestions? You know what? I'm going to save 484 for after the break. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're the first caller up on the Grace Curley Show with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Bill. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, guys. I do vintage Volkswagens. I do an appraisal on the side, but my main question is this, sir. I have a 1970 Carmen Ghia.
Mm-hmm.
Water box. It's an air boxer. It's a four cylinder. I have dual IDF Webers on it,
mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for someone reputable that could balance the carburetors. I mean, I tried it. It took me about 3 hours, and until the oil light came on. But still, it's kind of Webers are very. You know, there's difference between tuning and fine tuning.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tricky one. I mean, I grew up in an era of carburetors, and there was the fuel injection was switching over. But those guys are dying off. It's really going to be hard to, you know, get someone to fix that. You know, they're either retiring or they're just, you know, not around anymore. But yes, that's going to be a tough one. I offhand don't know anyone.
All right. Well, maybe we'll give out your number in case you think of someone.
Sure.
So give out your number to everyone and maybe Ed can call you guys.
Yeah, it's 781-331-6068.
All right. Let's go to Tom. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Bill, I've had two Chevy pickup trucks, half tons, that have the 5.3 liter engine. I got a 2018 with 90,000 miles on it. Been very happy with it, other than the 6.5 foot bed. Is Chevy going to continue to make that engine in the future? Because I looked on this site, and I've looked at dealerships, and they're offering a small engine with like 10 speeds.
Yeah.
And I've been told that that's an aluminum block. They don't even heat the, they don't even cool the engine with water. Is that true?
Not to my knowledge. All the ones I see, they have cooling systems. You know, a lot of the manufacturers now, like I have a new Toyota Tundra, and they go into like 6 cylinders, 4 cylinders, and they're putting like twin turbos on them. So you're going to start seeing a lot of that. Like the, I know the Ford has that also, but I'm sure the Chevy's right behind them.
No, I've had a mechanic that I've used for, well, since 03 that he's got a Chevy and similar truck to mine, but he said he tried the new Chevy truck at a local dealership in Quincy. He said he was getting seasick from all this shifting that's going through there.
Yeah, they
really?
Call 10-speed transmissions. But those are great. Those Chevy trucks, they have great motors in them. I've had a few of them.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's go to Kristen. You're next up with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in Weymouth. Go ahead, Kristen.
Hi. My battery discharge light keeps going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that serious?
Yeah, so I'm sure it's a red light on your dashboard.
No, it just keeps saying battery discharge on the computer part of the car.
Okay. Well, I would have the battery checked. You know, make sure it's, how old's the car?
It's a 2020.
Okay. That's not that old. I would check, it's probably I'm sure it's under warranty, so I would check with the dealer on that, you know, make sure the battery's not failing on it. A lot of the newer batteries, they're not making them that strong, so you want to get that done under warranty if you could.
And just don't lose it, because if you, I guess not the battery. I was thinking of the battery for the key.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are so expensive.
Very expensive.
I've lost one before.
Hundreds of
took my breath away when I had to get it replaced. Yeah. I thought, is there any way I can just avoid buying another one of these?
You can hide it in your car.
Yeah, very true. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls from Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in Weymouth. Call in now. You'll get on the line. We've got one more segment with Bill, so you can get all your car questions answered. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. This is the perfect time to get on the line if you want to talk to Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. The number is 844-500-4242, and we're going to start with another caller here. Frank, you are next up. Go ahead, Frank.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
My question is, I just purchased a secondhand motorhome. It has it's a Ford E450 with the V10 Triton motor.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that it is prone to blowing out spark plugs.
Mm-hmm.
It only has 20,000 miles on it. Do you think this is a concern, or should I just go ahead and drive it?
Well, it is a concern, and part of the problem is the manufacturers say, hey, you don't have to replace the spark plugs. They got lifetime, you know, spark plugs are 120,000. That's a little long to keep spark plugs in a motor, just where you have steel spark plugs, aluminum heads. So I would recommend replacing those spark plugs more frequent than the manufacturer said so. Because what happens is the threads break off from the electrode, and you know the spark plug shoots out, and then sometimes you have to take the cylinder head off the engine, which is, on a motorhome is a big job. So I would just spend the extra money and do the spark plugs probably more frequently.
All right. Thank you, Frank. And if Frank has any more questions, Bill, where can he find you?
Sure. It's 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth. It's 781-331-6068.
All right, Charles, you're up next with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Charles.
Hi, yes, please. Thank you. Hi. So we have a 2016 Subaru Crosstrek, and we leased it. And at the end of the lease, which happened in the middle of COVID, they sort of extended that. But we bought it, which I think was probably a good idea. It's only got, we're not long-distance drivers. It's only got 33,000 miles on it. The engine is making, it idles ticking. And, well, I guess it's ticking all the time, even when it's not idling. And that seems to be even more prominent when the air conditioning is on. And I'm wondering, you know, if it's bad to continue driving it or what that might be.
Yeah, I'd probably get that ticking. You know, the Subarus are a little ticky, but if it's something new and then it does it worse with the AC on, I would definitely get that checked out. Maybe something going on with the compressor or, you know, the belt area. You know, and make sure also you get the right viscosity oil into the engine when they do the oil change.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Catherine, you're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi. 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 Good afternoon. It's so interesting. Hi, Bill. I heard you talking about when the lease ends, which I have a 2020 Kia Sportage, and I only have 9,000 miles on it, and I just called my credit union just to see what my options were, and they said that the buyout, I mean, my buyout is $14,900 on this car, and the car is valued, they told me, at $27,900.
There you go. Yeah, so
I know. So I'm wondering, do you think I'm better to go through the dealership to purchase the car? Because somebody was telling, the credit union did ask me if to find out if they have some pre-penalties if you leave. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so when you do the lease contract, you know, if it's a three-year contract, you know, I don't think they allow an early buyout. So, you know, because it is a contract. So you do have to be careful there. But just, you know, weigh all your options. Is it, you know, do you want to buy and sell? But on the flip side, you have to, you know, it's like selling your house for a lot of money, you have to buy another house. So you're going to overpay for the car you buy, you know, unless you can find a good deal somewhere. But, you know, what is it, $14,000? That's a great deal.
That is a really good deal. Yeah. Thanks, Catherine. Susan, you're up next with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Susan.
Hey, I have a 2015 Nissan Altima, and we have a lawsuit against Nissan about the headlamps themselves because there's a film.
Okay.
And when I went to Nissan, there's an 8-month waiting list.
Wow.
Now, I work at 3:30 in the morning, and it's very hard to see. I have to use my high beams. And I call them every Monday to see, okay, are they coming in yet? Are they coming in yet? My warranty is going up in 5,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
What's the question, Susan?
What would you suggest I do?
So in the meantime, you know, they make like headlight restoration kits. You know, we perform them at our shop where you can actually, you know, sand down the lens and you put like a new film on it and that cleans them right up. And that lasts quite a while, you know, just and that will probably get you by until the new lenses come in. But if it's under warranty or if they're covering it, you know, whether you're in or out of warranty and the parts are on back order, you know, they should still be covering it.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Bill, tell everyone where they can find you and contact you if they have a question.
We're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, Massachusetts, and it's 781-331-6068.
And I know we're running out of time. I'm sorry to all the callers who are waiting there. We'll have Bill on next month, and you can be first in line to talk to Bill. And also, I have some questions for Bill about mice in cars, which we'll get to next time. Thank you very much, Bill Broussard. We always appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more. This is the Grease Curly Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grease Curly Show. One of the topics that we were just discussing as we wade through some of these problems that the Democrats are dealing with heading into 2022, most of them of their own making, I should add. I think that's an important detail. One of the options on our poll question, which we'll do right now, is crime. And as I'm looking at Fox News, it says GOP holds edge over Dems on handling crime. And it seems like not every day, but every hour, there is some new story about just these heinous crimes breaking out all over the country. A person has been shot by police inside a CPD building in the on the west side of Chicago. This is the latest story. You're going to see this on a lot of news programs right now. A person was shot by police Monday afternoon inside a Chicago Police Department facility. The person was taken to Stroger Hospital in critical condition. An officer was taken to Mount Sinai Medical Center but did not suffer a gunshot wound. The fire department said the nature of the officer's injuries weren't immediately known. Praying that that officer is okay, and we'll give you more information about that as we find out more. But crime, I don't think there's any doubt that crime is definitely an issue that's on top of everyone's mind, especially if you're living in a big city. It has just totally changed the way people live now. We've had people on like Libby Emmons, David Marcus, Miranda Devine, people who live in New York City. Carol Markowitz moved to Florida, but she was, you know, living in New York City for a long time, and it's just not the same. And I say that as someone who would love for New York City to be like it used to be, but something's got to change, and it can't be defunding the police. Obviously, that is not the solution here. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Besides inflation, what's your top voting issue for the midterms? The border, crime, education, or abortion?
I'm going to say the border.
77% of the audience now believes it's the border. 20% for crime, 2% for education, and 1% for abortion.
Yeah, and if you disagree with me, if you want to make the case for something else, maybe something I'm missing completely, you're more than welcome. The number is 844-500-4242. Now, part of the conversation about 2022 is, of course, what's going to happen in 2024. And a few months ago, before Joe Biden was on his winning streak, before he really started just knocking it out of the park day after day, win after win, there was talk by some progressives, some liberals, some, you know, keyboard warriors that maybe Joe Biden could help his party. You know, he could help them by announcing that he won't run, which that's got to sting when you're the president and people are saying, hey, you remember how you were going to come here and do that whole thing where you endorsed me and got on stage and rallied the troops behind me? That sounds good. That definitely sounded appealing at the time. But in lieu of everything, how about instead you tell people you're not going to run again? Whoa, that's a change up. And in Paroline blog, John Hinderacher, one of my favorite writers, has a great piece. It's Joe Biden is toast. And he was the one who floated this theory that I was talking about earlier about why Joe Biden's approval rating, for how bad it is, it's not as bad as it should be. And he said, I have been saying all along that Joe Biden's job approval numbers are inflated. There is no way that anything like 40% of voters observe what has happened over the last 2 years and say, great job, Joe. I think his approval numbers are buoyed by Democrats who know he is a lousy president, but stick up for their party when a pollster calls. The ABC News Washington Post poll supports that hypothesis. It finds that only 35% of Democrats want Biden to be their party's nominee in 2024. So are they willing to defend him against evil MAGA Republicans in a poll? Yes. But do they want him to run? No. He might be the one they brung to the dance, but they're not going to ask him to the next one. Is that a fair way to put it?
I agree. You know, I know his granddad Ambrose and his dad used to say, dance brung you ones, but...
And then and once you brung to the dance, don't forget to keep the faith, but spread it. Spread it, Joe. And if you get asked to the prom and you're 52 Plymouth and you've got your baseball cleats on, tear up the dance floor. Don't take the cleats off. Just keep the spikes on.
Yeah, and everyone under 15, get over here.
Oh, yeah. That was today. That was a little weird. Also today, though, another weird thing he said. And what one thing that I'll keep drilling into people who are reporters, who are Republicans, is this man, as much as we heard about Trump's ego and all this, no one has a more delicate ego than Joe Biden. This guy, I don't care how out of it he is, if you question his greatness, if you question his IQ, if you question, you know, his popularity, that is when you will see Joe Biden come back. It's only for a few fleeting seconds, but angry old Joe comes back with a vengeance. And what we saw today, he's meeting with the Braves, right? He's got the Braves at the White House, and he decides to take a dig at not Fox News. Typically, he's obsessed with Fox News. He talks about Fox News like Brian Stelter talks about Fox News. But something has shifted. And I think Joe is very perturbed by the fact that his cheerleaders at CNN, maybe it's because of Chris Licht, maybe they don't want to be the next person on the chopping block, but they seem to be behaving in a more realistic fashion as of late. They're not slobbering over Joe the way they used to. The trained seals aren't clapping with as much enthusiasm as he's used to. So take a listen to this dig he makes at CNN.
It was a rough start. Plague injuries, all-star break, not one day of a winning record. Given a 0.4% chance of winning on CNN. No, I'm only joking. I listen to all the percentages on CNN. You know? My batting average isn't nearly as good, anyway. But the franchise never quit, never gave in.
I gotta say, if my listeners could be half as enthusiastic at a joke I make as the people in that White House, I'd be happy. I've never heard people laugh that hard at a mediocre at best joke. They are just, they want to laugh. It's like when someone's about to give a speech at a wedding and you say, this is the warmest crowd you're going to ever get. People want to laugh. They want to enjoy it. Is there, I know that this is not my first time saying this, but is it, there a 2-drink minimum at the White House for these events? Because that does not, that's not a fall out of your chair kind of joke. And also, if I'm at CNN, I'm thinking, dude, we're pretty nice to you for what we could be doing. Speaking of some of these old networks, did you hear what that's happened with Keith Olbermann?
I tried to actively avoid anything involving Keith Olbermann.
Well, that's why I'm here. You can't avoid it. Keith Olbermann is here and he's in the news and we're going to talk about it. Ex-MSNBC host Keith Olbermann, who's always screaming, in case you guys haven't noticed, was slammed Monday after he railed against Senator Kristen Sinema for no longer being a legit progressive while boasting that he had dated the lawmaker more than a decade ago. I didn't know this. Did you know this?
No, I had no idea.
Olbermann, a longtime SportsCenter host turned liberal political commentator, turned nut is more like it, took aim at the Arizona Democrat in response to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who referred to Sinema as the most effective first-term senator he has ever seen. This was the tweet. When we dated in 2010-2011, Kirsten was a legit progressive, far to my left. Now she has embraced the political industry, where there is only process, not policy, and never people. The backlash, ooh, one of my favorite words, the backlash was swift, with some on Twitter joking that Sinema has modified her political and personal tastes after her relationship with Olbermann. Someone wrote, no wonder Sinema became a moderate. She must have concluded that progressives such as Keith Olbermann are completely insufferable. Yeah, that would track. All it took was dating Keith Olbermann for Kyrsten Sinema to stop being a progressive. Makes sense. Keith Olbermann dating Kyrsten Sinema a decade ago and still being hung up over it is a plot twist I didn't see coming. Move on, man. This is embarrassing. Yeah, I think it's safe to say that tweet didn't go the way he thought it was going
to
go.
I don't know how he thought that would go, other than bragging, hey, I used to date Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah, it's, you know, leave your dating. You know, Keith, we come to you for non-biased, non-partisan political analysis. Leave your personal life out of it. Leave your dating history out of it. Otherwise, I fear you may lose the credibility that we all believe you to have. I don't want to lose my faith in your ability to call balls and strikes. Okay, Keith? So watch yourself. You're on thin ice. I think a lot of people still have trust in you, but you could lose that.
Just want to make sure you don't go too far and too over the top, Keith. That's all we're looking out for. Yeah.
Your reputation as a middle-of-the-road, moderate voice of reason is hanging by a thread. Okay, Keith? Here's one more thing for you, Jared. New York City ordered to reinstate all cops fired over vaccine mandates. We were talking about this morning.
Yep.
We had a meeting today, a staff meeting, and this got brought up. And the mail manager said to me, you know, is this still going on? And then
start spreading the news.
And then just like that, I see this headline. A Manhattan Supreme Court judge, I'm sure she's a Trump judge, ruled on Friday that cops who were fired because of the city's COVID vaccine mandate had to be reinstated. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Lyle Frank said the city's vaccine mandate was invalid to the extent it has been used to impose a new condition of employment for members of the Police Benevolent Association, the largest union to which NYC police belong. That is
science.
Very, very good news. 844-500-4242. All right, now we've been talking about inflation, and actually before I even tell you what I want to give you some tips here and tell you about two free guides you can get involving your retirement and inflation and how to kind of fight back against this. But before we do, Jared, let's play a little bit of the Fox comment that I was talking about earlier. This is cut 8.
The markets are set to open after an absolutely brutal week on Wall Street. Stocks now down $7.6 trillion since President Biden took office.
And it's not just stocks. I mean, we're looking at higher interest rates, everything. We're looking at higher inflation. Biden, 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 recession, recession, recession. You've heard it all before. And the fact is that we are in a financial storm. And the global economy is weakening. So you need a hedge to protect your retirement. That's the most important thing you can do with your retirement savings is protect them so you don't lose any more money. You need to stop the bleeding. That's why our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. Okay, these are free guides. And the first one is called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. And they want to send you the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. These free guides will show you how to protect your assets and get through this financial crisis. Did you know that during the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%? Today, you can now buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Gold and silver can help you diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these difficult times. Call Monetary Gold now to get your two free guides. Here's the number. I'm going to say it really slow. It's 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. If you're someone who prefers to go online, you can go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. One more time, if you want to get these two free guides, they're totally free, and they will help you protect your retirement. It's 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one. No touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. For this week only, we're offering BOGO on our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts, and right now you can buy one t-shirt and get one free. It's two gifts for the price of one, and the offer is good while supplies last, so you can order at gracecurlyshow.com and click on store. That's gracecurlyshow.com and click on store. Joining me now in the studio is Howie Carr. Howie, thanks so much for coming on the program.
My pleasure, Grace.
You know, Howie, we've talked before about how we really feel about the midterms and whether or not the red wave is dissipating. And I know that when I talk to you about it, you oftentimes will not only cite the fact that Fauci and other people are quitting, but also that when you look at some of these school boards in San Francisco and some of these woke areas, it doesn't...
Florida. Florida just turned over a bunch of school boards, school boards, Miami and Tampa especially.
Right, but beyond just the national news here in this country, what do you make of the election that we saw in Italy and how that played out? Because I think that this is not just something where Americans are getting tired of the woke progressives, but it's happening globally.
Right. Emma Foley, our new columnist, just has got a column coming out about this and about how they, the media slobbered all over Kamala Harris because she was breaking glass ceilings and all this stuff in 2020, even though, you know, her career, well, we all know what it was based on, Willie Brown, two words. But, they're just putting down this woman, Giorgia Meloni. She leads the Brothers of Italy, I'm reading now from the Wall Street Journal, a party with a lineage tracing to the fascist parties of the country's past. Well, could we say then by the same token that, that Kamala Harris is connected to the Democrat Party, a party with a lineage tracing to the racist policies
I don't
of
think that
the
would
country's
be a reach.
Past? No, it's not at all. The Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But of course, you couldn't say that. But you can say it about someone on the right wing.
Right. And as we look to these midterms, Howie, there's a lot of issues that are plaguing Democrats, a lot of self-inflicted issues and issues that they've created. One of them, and I would say the biggest one, is inflation. It's not really going anywhere. Yeah. Byron York wrote about how this could possibly not just hurt them in 2022, but also in 2024. And now the Fed is telling us it might not be such a soft landing after all. What do you make of all this?
Well, I mean, the stock market's going down again today. And, I was just on Newsmax talking about the fact that, and you've been talking about it, Nancy Pelosi got booed at Central Park on Saturday night. And, it's always, a politician is always making a risky move going to something other than a political rally, whether it's a NASCAR race or a college football game or a concert. But, you would think if any time you would get a nice, at least polite applause, it would be from the Central Park crowd on a Saturday night. But no.
And it's such a good point you make, because when you really think about it, Joe Biden doesn't often go to those big, football games in the Midwest. He doesn't go to those events where maybe he might get booed. He prefers to have the teams come to him at the White House.
Yes. And he like, but or he could, does anyone think that he would be any better than Fetterman, at trying to figure out who the teams are?
I know that was bad. We can actually play that cut.
Let's play it. Did you play that? Yeah. Play that cut, Jared.
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No.
I like the way they clap, all these Democrats in Pennsylvania. It's like
Jim Eagle.
It's a couple weeks ago, Biden goes out there and he confuses Shapiro and Fetterman. And they're just clapping wildly.
Yeah, it's like
like they're clapping when he's saying the Eagles are better than the Eagles.
It's like an audience at The View.
Why would you say the Eagles are so... I assume he meant to say the Steelers? Is that what he meant to say? I mean, is that a good thing? I mean, because the Steelers probably have about as many fans as the Eagles do, I would think.
Howie Carr's got a big show coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow, everyone. This is The Grace Curley Show.
And the Eagles are so much better...